It brings us to 8 o'clock and it is news time on Wild Coast Radio. In your top stories at this hour, the WHO says human-to-human transmission of the hantavirus is now considered likely. Minister Steenhuisen defends his visit to South America, and the Weather Service warns that the bad weather will get worse. The World Health Organization says human-to-human transmission of hantavirus is now considered likely in the current outbreak linked to the MV Honduras cruise ship. The World Health Organization's Dr. Maria van Kerkhove says the likely source of the hantavirus case predates the voyage itself. According to investigators, the initial patient and his wife are believed to have boarded the vessel in Argentina already infected based on the virus's incubation period of 1 to 6 weeks. Von Kerkhove says several suspected cases, around 6 or 7, including one recovering patient, fits this timeline. She believes exposure may have occurred during wildlife-related activities such as bird watching before boarding. Von Kerkhove says this supports the view that the outbreak was not originally transmitted on the ship, although investigations are ongoing. Meanwhile, the Health Minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, has called for calm amid the hantavirus contact tracing. Motsoaledi says health authorities are tracing people who may have come in contact with confirmed patients. The World Health Organization says 2 confirmed cases of the virus were on board the cruise ship near Cape Verde. One of the patients is in a critical condition in a hospital in Johannesburg. Members of Parliament have expressed concern about the hantavirus and have summoned Motsoaledi to explain its implications to South Africa. The Minister of Agriculture, John Steenhuisen, has defended his recent visit to South America. Steenhuisen says the visit was important to strengthen South Africa's response to the foot and mouth disease and to ensure that the country receives vaccines. Political parties and private sector organizations have criticized the minister's response to the foot and mouth outbreak, claiming that reactions are too slow in curbing the spread of the disease. Meanwhile, Steenhuisen says he expects South Africa to receive 15 million more vaccines to combat foot and mouth disease by the end of this month. Limpopo Premier Dr. Poppy Ramatuba has promised to clean her government of corruption. Ramatuba delivered the Premier's budget vote speech in the provincial legislature yesterday. She says the people of Limpopo cannot be expected to trust a corrupt government. The party has started with lifestyle audits at government departments to fight corruption. Ramatuba says Limpopo is serious about the fight against corruption. The South African Weather Service says cold, wet and windy weather will get worse from today. Several parts of the country received heavy rains this week. Affected provinces include the Western and Eastern Cape as well as the Free State. According to SARS, the South African Weather Service, snowfall is expected in the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape and the Northern Cape from today. Cold temperatures will recover from Friday. Moving now to international news. Pope Leo says people are free to criticize him. This follows the latest attack on the Pope from the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Trump accused the Pope of wanting to allow Iran to have nuclear weapons. Pope Leo has denied this and says the Church is preaching a message of peace and not war. Trump has attacked the Pope a few times over his stand against the war in Iran. And looking at financials, gold was selling at $4,650.44 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $107.88, $1 16.53, the British pound £22.46, and the euro £19.39. A Bitcoin is currently $81,405.03. And that's all for this bulletin. also wrapping the Wednesday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Join us again tomorrow for Thursday. In the meantime, stay tuned to Wild Coast Radio for great music throughout the day. Till then, till later, till tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Streaming worldwide, Wild Coast Radio.
Jy kan maar met my stry of ek wen of ek verloor. Solank jy net 'n bietjie wag voordat jy loop. Ek is nog nie klaar met jou nie. Nie so maklik nie, nie so gou nie. As jy wag, sal jy sien ek is eindelik aan jou kant. Al probeer jy ook hoe hard om my uit te vang. Ek is nog nie klaar met jou nie. Nie so maklik nie, nie so gou nie. Van waar ek staan, kan ek sien. Ons soek dieselfde ding. Stry saam met my, maar nie teen my nie. Saam met jou sal ek nooit opgee nie. Staan by jou en niemand anders nie. Stry saam met my, maar nie teen my nie. Saam met jou sal ek nooit opgee nie. Ek staan by jou. Niemand anders nie. Jy kan maak soos jy wil, buig en breek, maar die reëls, ek verstaan dat ons gelyk op gaan speel. Dit is lank nog nie verby nie, nie as het aanvang van jou en my nie. As jy so vir my kyk, kan ek jou gedagtes lees. Al probeer jy ook hoe hard om dit weg te sleep. Ek is nog nie klaar met jou nie. Dan kan ek sien, ons soek die self.